Welcome! Okay.
Oh my gosh.
This is like a big reaction for the first podcast.
Welcome to Four Locos with Two Locos.
This
turnout is crazy.
This is crazy. Thank you guys. Thank everyone so much that's here in our live audience.
This is unbelievable.
This is a dream.
Really, it's a dream. I'm Ruby.
And I'm Clara.
We have Betty.
And we're your hosts.
We are the hosts here. We're going to get right into it without further ado. Clara, I've been thinking a lot about a quadruped.
Uh-huh.
Specifically, a bear. Do you know anything about bears?
I actually know 10 facts about bears.
Can you say them in 10 seconds or less?
They can run 40 miles an hour. They have a layer of short and a layer of long hair. They bite at 1,200 PSI, which is enough to crush a bowling ball. They grieve deeply. They can walk on their hind legs. Polar bears are the only full carnivore. They can be 10 feet tall. They hibernate. Black bears aren't always black, and they have color vision.
That is impressive, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here. First, 10 facts about bears.
Bum, 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 bears.
That was pretty unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't practice that, and that was just off top. Ruby.
Yeah.
Actually,
hit me with it.
Have been hearing around town that there are quite a few celebrities from Canada.
Yes.
Do you know anything about this?
I know a lot. I've done extensive research on the subject. I have an obsession with Canada and the celebrities that Canada produces. This might be surprising to some of you, including Clara. I'm going to give you a few celebrities.
Okay.
I'll give you two at a time.
Okay.
You have to tell me which one is from Canada.
Okay.
Okay. Taylor Swift or Jim Carrey?
I'm gonna go with Jim Carrey on this one.
Okay! That was correct. Jim Carrey is from Canada. Next,
wow.
Ryan Gosling or Jennifer Aniston?
Ryan Gosling.
That was impressive. That's a tricky one. You wouldn't really expect that from him. And I do get Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds mixed up constantly.
Who do you like more?
I think Ryan Reynolds is hotter, but I think I like The Notebook.
You think Ryan Reynolds is hotter?
Okay, tell me I'm wrong.
I think you're wrong.
Okay, well, you told me.
Okay.
Actually, that's a perfect segue. Next two celebrities, Brad Pitt or Ryan Reynolds?
Brad Pitt?
No, Ryan Reynolds is also from Canada. Both of the Ryans, both of the mildly attractive celebrity Ryans are both from Canada.
What the heck?
That is very crazy to me.
That is crazy.
This one is probably easy for all of you believers out there.
Justin!
Okay, yeah. It was going to be Angela. Okay, jump the gun a little bit on that one.
I couldn't help it. I've been a believer since day one.
Okay. All right. That's fine. It was going to be Angelina Jolie or
Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Excellent.
Nailed it. All right. Now we have a celebrity who I could not pick out in a crowd, and also another one. Ben Affleck or Rachel McAdams?
I don't know who Rachel McAdams is.
Rachel McAdams was weirdly in The Notebook with Ryan Gosling.
I love her. Okay. Is she from Canada?
She is from Canada. They cast two Canadian actors in that movie.
Wow. A little fishy of you.
A little fishy
if
you ask me. That's a topic for another pod, though, because I have some thoughts on that also. All right. Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Drake?
Okay. I'm going to say I think this is a trick question, and I think they're both from Canada.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about that. I think Dwayne... Oh, I'm very unprepared on this. I don't think Dwayne is from Canada. But Drake is from Toronto.
Okay.
But have
well,
you heard?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you have you heard that Dwayne is from Canada? Because now I feel like I'm tricking myself too. He's from somewhere.
Will you look it up? Can we do a quick Canada check?
Canada check. If you're right on this, I'm canceling this segment, and I did not do it justice, and so I apologize to Canada and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Personal apology of my 7-part apology.
Dwayne's a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's good looking. okay, he was born in California. My segment is still intact.
Sorry about that.
That is. Okay, you were just wrong.
User error.
It's a you error. Okay. All right.
Okay.
One of our favorite Scientologists, Tom Cruise, or Seth Rogen?
Well, I hear around the block that Scientology is huge in Canada, and so I'm going to have to go with Tom Cruise.
That is a fine guess. It's actually Seth Rogen. That is a very surprising one for me. Okay, just a few more.
Now I'm getting kind of angry. I don't know.
This is
like
a little
as fun as I thought it would be.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm having
fun. Okay. Ellen DeGen or Celine Dion?
Celine Dion.
Yes, it is Celine Dion. My Heart Will Go On. If you have not heard the Penny Whistle solo flute YouTube video, very hilarious. Plug that.
You find the link below.
We're gonna have to put a clip in right here. Okay. George Clooney.
Okay.
Or Keanu Reeves.
Oh, dude, Keanu Reeves gives me the willies. Keanu, could you do this? He gives me the fat willies.
Then we know where he's from.
Canada.
Yeah. Sorry, not no shade to Canada. I just thought he does give a lot of people the willies.
Yeah. A lot of people have fought me on that.
But he's actually, I will say, he does do a lot of good for the community.
Like what?
Okay. All right, another Google. Basically, let me just rattle off quick sidebar. He takes pay cuts and gives other people money on set of his movies. And there are videos of him being very kind to people on public transportation, which I think is important. He once drove someone 50 miles out of his way because her car broke down. He's very good for, if you have a breakdown, you want Keanu to pick you up.
I would not get in a car with Keanu Reeves.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe he can give you the willies, but he's very generous with his money. And I think that he uses his money for good, unlike some other celebrities. I will end it there.
Okay, another round of applause for males doing the bare minimum and being called good people.
Okay. All right, yeah. Okay. I got intense.
Okay.
So next we are going to give a friendly call to one of our dear friends named Lucas. And we are actually going to prank call him, which we've tried to do in the past, and it doesn't go well because Clara just hysterically laughs right after the first sentence.
But I'm feeling very professional today. I'm still just going to freestyle the prank call, but I have a good vibe about it.
Okay.
What?
An inmate from Butte County Jail is attempting to call you.
Say
yes to accept this call.
Okay, that was fun.
There's something I want to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it's The Sims.
All I have to say is say less. this has been a frequented topic in this house. We actually reunited over The Sims, one of our favorite childhood simulation games. And a big question that I think everyone is wondering who's played The Sims a lot. It's a game where you control, it's a simulator. You control these people, you control their lives, you control when they go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, and this is sort of my topic sentence, are Sims self-aware? Can they become self-aware? Or are they self-aware?
So, when we're pondering this, how exactly do Sims think and react and even function within the game? What is it that, you know, makes Sims make decisions?
Well, I'm happy you asked. Sims are, it's a video game, and so they are coded. It's a computer program that powers them and everything that they do. And it is very specific, and all of their movements are predetermined in a way. And so because of that, some people will say the only way that they can figure out that they would be part of a simulation and start that process of becoming self-aware is if someone tells them, someone codes it, or it's communicated to them somehow. It's not in their code to know that they're self-aware.
So if they do receive this code, hey, you're self-aware, boom, I'm self-aware, are they able to make the next step and start making decisions, or would they also have to have
the code
that allowed them to do that? And if they did have code that allowed to do that,
right,
allowed them to do that,
yeah,
can you give me some?
I can elaborate in a way. I mean, I don't know much about coding, but I would imagine that if Sims did reach that point of questioning, who am I? Am I alive?
Yeah.
They exactly. may, I actually am going to get into that in just a minute,
okay.
because there's a tweet from someone who sort of explains what might happen if Sims do get to that point. But just a few other things I think are important to note when talking about this topic. The philosophical elements of self-awareness really come into play during Sims 4.
Okay.
That's an important game, because in Sims 4 there's a free will feature that creates opportunities for the Sims to sort of halt the actions that you give them or stop them.
Well, I don't like that.
Little scary, little weird. And it has to be an external force that was probably pre-coded into them that would stop them. But, for example, you can, in The Sims 4, you can will your Sims to write a song. But if the Sim has to go to the bathroom during the songwriting process, they will stop writing the song. Okay? That, you know? So that communicates to me limited, but a little bit of self-awareness. Like,
yeah.
And again, it's programmed that they will have to go to the bathroom maybe after a certain amount of time, but is it, you know? Like, they can yeah. stop something that you tell them to do.
Yeah.
And so how much of it is code and how much of it is really, you know, determinism and free will?
Yeah, where is that line and when exactly are they crossing it?
Yes, exactly. If this is all hypothetical, I don't know. I'm really just kind of posing the question. Something else that is interesting in Sims 4 is if you send your Sim to walk somewhere, you like click on a space and send them to walk somewhere, and there's an obstacle in their way and they can't continue to walk, they will stop and scream and raise their arms up as if to communicate with the player and say,
yeah.
help me move this out of the way or send me on a different yeah. route, which shows maybe they know that you're there.
Yeah, the fact that they're trying to communicate with you is something, I think it kind of poses this weird situation where it's like, am I responsible for them? Like, do I feel guilty? Do I feel like they need me in a way that's more than just me kind of playing God, telling them what to
right.
do, feeding my power trip, which is
right.
probably the reason I love The Sims so much, which is why I don't really like to hear about this whole, like,
topic, but it's important.
Yeah, it's important to talk about, even though it makes me uncomfortable. I think
right.
it's always important to talk about things that make
Step
you
out
uncomfortable
of your comfort
still.
Zone. It's where you have the most growth.
You know, it's important to learn.
Right. And so I'll sort of bring it to a close there and leave it with a question, but I do feel, this is an opinion, that with the way technology is moving, we're sending cars into space. For Pete's sake.
For Pete Davidson's
we're
sake.
We're sending cars into space. And I feel as though this idea of Sim self-awareness could develop into a more comprehensive ability to challenge the player. Slowly.
Okay.
But they already have a few things coded into them, right? I'm putting that in air quotes, coded into them, where they can stop actions that you will upon them.
Yeah.
So I will leave this topic with a tweet from Johnny Sun, and he said, I sent all of my Sims to Sims University. They all became computer scientists and proved they were living in a simulation, so I unplugged my computer. No one has been able to confirm this actually happened, but this was a tweet, and it does make you think, Are Sims able to participate in higher education? And if so, wouldn't the purpose of higher education be to gain a greater self-awareness and learn, right? And if they have the ability to learn and grow that way, shouldn't they move one step closer to self-awareness every time they do anything at Sims University, right?
Yeah. Holy cow, dude.
So that's just kind of something I've been thinking about a lot. Thank you for humoring me there. But I will end this segment. If anyone has any insight, feel free to reach out. And we would love to have you as a guest.
Yeah, we'd love to have you as a guest. We'd love to hear about your personal experiences.
With maybe. Sims. Continue to play Sims. It's a Sims plug. We love Sims. And that is all I will say. But I think it's an important topic. And we talk about some difficult things here on this podcast. And this is one of them.
Yeah, sometimes we get real. It's a comedy podcast. We love the shits and giggles. But, you know, sometimes we just need to sit down and we need to talk about what's going on in the world.
Absolutely.
All right, I think that it's time for...
Trivia.
Trivia. I have some trivia for Ruby today.
Okay.
I have 5 questions for you. Is that going to be okay?
5 will be just fine. My Canada thing ran long, so as many as you want, I think, is good.
All right. How long do Joeys live in their mother kangaroo's pouch on average?
Is this multiple choices or do I just have to guess?
You just guess.
A month.
6 months. About. Some different, you know, I guess you would say breeds.
Sure.
Kangaroos. It's more of like a 6 to 8 month, sometimes 10 month. Range, but at 6 months they've kind of developed all of their features and they're ready to be exposed from the pouch.
That is pretty unbelievable.
Also, another gross kangaroo fact that I learned is that the baby kangaroos actually like shit in the pouch and then the mom eats it out. Which I think is kind of sweet, but okay. What was Picasso's first word?
Okay, so you're asking me to access all of the English language for this one. Cool.
Well, it makes... it's in theme with Picasso.
Okay.
And it's in Spanish.
Okay. What are some arts... Azul.
No, close. It does have a Z in it. It's actually... I might mispronounce this, so please forgive me. But pis, it's short for lapis.
Lapis.
Lapis, which means pencil in Spanish, and he would say it to his mom so that she would give him a pencil. So I think that's kind of phenomenal is apparently Picasso, as a baby, saying his first word was already looking to create, to inspire, to...
Yeah. As a small child.
Revolutionized. I should have gotten that abstract one. Art. So, yeah.
Senior Wallace would be furious with me.
He would, dude.
Sorry, senor.
Okay. Name all 4 of the Teletubbies. I think you can actually get this one.
Oh, easy. Tinky Winky, Dipsy, La La Po. Teletubbies, Teletubbies, say hello, uh-oh. Oh. I get some snaps for that one. I watched a lot of Tubbies in my day.
Dude, that was fantastic. I was actually a Teletubby for Halloween 1 year. And I'm not gonna lie, I looked good.
Like a recent one or as a kid?
As a young child.
Oh, okay.
But maybe this year...
We could do a sexy Teletubby.
Maybe this year we do a sexy Teletubby. That I think that'd be nice.
That might be really funny. Okay.
Okay, we'll get back to you guys on that one.
Memory banks.
What is the strongest material on Earth? And bonus points if you can name a couple things that it's used for.
Plastic. Is it plastic?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely
kryptonite.
Wrong.
Is that real?
Is that a thing?
Oh, that's embarrassing. If it's a thing, it's... Okay. That's my guess. Plastic.
Pretty wrong.
Shoot.
It's graphene, which is composed of a single layer of carbon in... honeycomb lattice nanostructure, which is cool. It kind of looks like the Spidey suit a little bit.
Wow.
And things that it can be used for are faster DNA sequencing, anti-corrosion paint, and solar panels.
Let's get some snaps for science.
We love science.
We love science.
We love science here on this podcast.
We do.
Okay, and one last one. I need you to answer this one quickly because it's an easy one. Well, okay. I don't know if it's easy. I don't think I would get it right, but
okay.
You're smarter than me.
No, but okay.
How many zeros in 1 trillion?
9.
12.
No! Okay. Well, you know what? I'm math.
That's okay. Good job, Ruby. Let's get a round of applause for Ruby, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You deserve it. You deserve
it. Thank you to the live audience we have here. So I'm going to pull something out. Here's one for you. Would you like to explain?
I'm going to do a little ASMR for those listening.
Maybe some nails. Some nails. Ooh, your nails match, though.
Yeah.
That was planned.
So basically, what we have in our hands are hand grenades.
Yes.
No, not the military grade weapon. These are actually cups that you get when you're downtown in New Orleans living the life, which we were earlier this summer on an amazing trip that we took. Basically, we're going to do... What do we name the segment?
Oh, well, I mean, this is our segment, What's in My Hand Grenade. That we call... Okay, Claire went off book for a second.
Sorry.
So I have a beverage to my right.
And get the ASMR for the...
Oh, okay.
I'll hold them.
Okay. And I'm going to pour now. Oh, maybe we should... Not that good at pouring, sorry. I am bad at pouring. One has more than the other.
In the mic a little bit. That's okay.
Okay, it's cool. That was an ultimate ASMR.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll take a sip on the mic too. Yeah.
I got a lot on
it's
the
delicious.
Couch. It's really good.
It's one of my favorite. It's one of our favorites, really. It's been a staple drink.
I think this drink has been a staple drink in our lives. Yeah, so leave your guesses in the comments.
Yeah.
Whoever is the first to guess it, you have to guess what the drink is, number one, and you have to guess the flavor, number two.
Something that I think has been on all of our minds, especially, you know, we're coming out of quarantine, potentially going into another one, we've been keeping up with a lot of celebrities. Something surprising that I heard about an A-list celebrity, couple kind of, recently is that some of our friends who are A-list celebrities, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott, are expecting
good
their...
Good friends of ours.
They are expecting their second child.
Wow.
Congrats to them. Surprising, though, because their relationship has been touch and go. At least from, you know, from a close personal relationship.
Same with them,
it's been touch and go, and we've been able to see that firsthand. And so I'm surprised that they're having another child. And do you have any updates on... I think a crowd favorite, maybe redheaded D-lister who hasn't popped up for a while.
Yeah.
Anything you've learned this week?
Yeah, actually, I have a few facts, and it's actually about our dear friend, Scott Thompson.
Mm.
You might know him as Carrot Top.
Carrot Top! Snaps for CT.
Yeah, we know him as Scott. We call him Scotty.
Scotty.
He might be a little mad that we're exposing him right now.
Sorry, not Scott. To put him on blast, but he's in my phone as Scotty.
Oh my God, I love that guy so much.
Yeah,
I know he's really busy. He's actually busy because he's hosting a long-term residency at the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Vegas. So yeah, he's still performing. He's still a comedian. He's actually 56 now. Snaps for that.
Snaps for making it past 50.
Yeah, and...
Half a cinch.
He has pink hair now.
Mm.
He also has a really cute dog that he calls Boo Bear. And him and Hulk Hogan are actually dear friends. That's pretty much the update I have on Carrot Top for now.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll give him a call and we'll let you guys know.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated with him and other celebrities, too, that are important.
Yeah. So I actually have a surprise.
Oh, goodness. I love Claire's surprises.
So I don't know if we mentioned to you guys that Ruby has COVID-19 right now.
Yes.
I don't know if
surprise!
You guys.
We are currently in quarantine because I did test positive for COVID last week.
And
some fun symptoms of COVID that I've been experiencing: high fever, and I've fully lost my taste and smell completely.
Yeah. So in efforts to not lose the comedic value of COVID-19 right. during this time, I've actually made a special drink for Ruby. We're going to have her drink it, and she's going to share her reaction. I'm a little nervous for her because she thought that maybe her taste was coming back a little bit today. But we're going to see how that goes for her, and then I'm going to let everybody know.
Do you want me to try to guess what's in it?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if I'll be able to.
Go ahead and guess what's in it.
Can I try to smell it? And
yeah, go ahead. Can you smell it?
No. Is it strong? Could you smell it?
Let me smell. Oh, it smells horrible.
That's so crazy. I literally can't. COVID is wild. That just the fact that it affects two of your very important senses. Okay. Take a small sip.
Take a sip. If you could swish it around your mouth, that would be impressive. Maybe take a full sip, swish it around. Everything that's in there is safe to be in your body.
Okay. It's all edible. It's important to know she's not poisoning me, although that would be funny for the podcast. Okay. Here I go, a little nervous. Drinking two delicious things today. Okay.
Wow, can you taste that?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Okay, give me a guess on what you think is in it.
I definitely think there's salt in it.
There is salt in it.
Okay. I'm getting some salt vibes. And I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but just based on the color, it looks a little orange juicy, maybe?
There is orange juice.
Okay. I have an after salt taste in the back of my throat, so that is giving that away. I feel like there's another spice in there. Oh, that feels good on my stomach.
Yeah.
That feels really good.
It is something that feels good on your stomach.
Okay, salt and orange juice.
You got salt and orange juice? Okay, so I'm going to just share the rest of what's in the drink with you. All right, so there's Gatorade, orange juice, vanilla oat milk, Four Loko,
Clara!
Pedialyte,
Jesus.
Mustard, minced garlic, salt, and apple cider vinegar.
Oh my god.
So, yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah. Alright, well, that's all we have for you today.
Okay,
that's it. Thank you for coming to the first podcast.
Four Locos with Two Locos.
Know the name,
know the game.
Tell your friends' moms.
Tell your friends' moms' moms.
Oh.
Yo mama.
All right.
Yeah, goodbye.
And that's showbiz.
That's showbiz.
Baby.